Lonzo Ball is going to play for the first time tomorrow night. They play the Warriors. It's still preseason. LeBron James came out in an Instagram or tweet, I believe it was, that called Lonzo the Little King. What do you make of that? And is that putting extra added pressure on Lonzo, given the fact that Magic said he was going to be in the Raptors? Everybody has anointed him as being the savior of the Lakers. LeBron comes here. There's pressure on playing with LeBron. And now LeBron himself calls him the Little King.
You know, I remember when Kareem and Magic were playing together and Magic came in and said, no, Kareem's the cap. Kareem's the captain. Everything moves around Kareem. And it was really a brilliant maneuver by Magic. I like that LeBron James did that. I think it's a boost of confidence for Lonzo. I also think, and you may see it differently, it removes some pressure from him because LeBron is already given him his stamp of approval. Now, it's you know, we'll see how he plays, but at least at this point, LeBron has given him his stamp of approval. So I think it removes some of the pressure from Lonzo. It doesn't add any pressure.
You know, I get that. I hear where you're coming from. Let's hear from the guy that we know is inside. He's our Lakers insider and the Lakers beat writer for The Athletic, our man Bill Oram. Bill, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys doing today?
Doing good. All right, LeBron calls him the Little King. He's playing tomorrow night. How big is this game, number one? And number two, does it mean anything that LeBron has kind of anointed him as Little King?
Well, I certainly agree with Fred. I think, you know, the amount of pressure Lonzo's had over the – and by the way, I don't say that very often that I agree with Fred. But in this,
thank you,
in this situation,
thanks for that clarity, Bill. I appreciate that.
I wanted to take a moment to recognize the significance of this moment in history. Yeah, I mean, you look at the scrutiny and criticism that Lonzo Ball endured as a rookie. All of that was because there was so much riding on his shoulders. Now a lot of that has been taken off by the mere presence of LeBron James. And for LeBron to basically say, if you're reading between the lines of that post, I believe in Lonzo Ball, I think he's going to be fine, that completely should redirect some of that scrutiny that is on the Lakers, so it's not just on Lonzo Ball. I think it's better. And by the way, you got to go back almost a full year when Lonzo Ball turned 20 last October. LeBron James sent out a tweet wishing Lonzo happy birthday, and he called him the young king then too. So there's been this momentum where LeBron has demonstrated an appreciation for the way Lonzo plays the game what he considers the right way, pass first. And LeBron said last year when he was asked about that tweet, you know, he knew that Lonzo grew up idolizing LeBron, that LeBron was his favorite player, and so he wanted to kind of show his respect back. So I mean, that's been something that's sort of been key. But I think for him to come out now and just say, you know, you were born for this, that was part of that Instagram post, does show that he has the support, that Lonzo has the support of the greatest active player, and that should keep the haters off of Lonzo's back at least for a little while.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty smart play. It makes complete sense to me because, first, LeBron needs Lonzo to play well. I mean, you know, the deal is here for the Lakers to win. He needs Lonzo to play well. Second, that endorsement, I think, gives Lonzo a little breathing room emotionally and mentally. And by the way, Bill, I love what the Lakers have done with him this preseason. I love the fact that he's not played, that they've not put the pressure on him. They put him in a no-win situation last year. And, you know, Magic may have contributed a little bit to that with his comments, although he only wanted good for Lonzo. His dad, who we've not heard from, thank God, did a lot of that as well. I love the way they've handled this year. Bring him along slowly. He's not the focal point. Let him work his way in, and then we'll see how it plays out.
Yeah, they've done what I consider to be a really good job of managing expectations for him this season, as opposed to last year when they just gave him the keys to the whole franchise. There wasn't a backup point guard on the roster except for Tyler Ennis, and then Brandon Ingram ended up playing some point. This year there's another point guard, somebody to challenge him in practice, someone for him to emulate, but also someone to kind of keep the seat warm while he develops. You're in good hands with Rajon Rondo if Lonzo needs a little more time to develop. But make no mistake, the Lakers, like you said, Fred, the Lakers do need Lonzo Ball to be every bit as good as advertised. You don't have a point guard of the future other than Lonzo Ball. He is the guy that you spent a number two pick on, that you've been grooming for this. It's okay if he takes part of this year to kind of grow into that role, but if by the end of the year you're still thinking that Rajon Rondo is a better fit for this team, that's a problem. And so for Lonzo Ball, this year is pretty critical in my mind to kind of put the finishing touches on kind of his game to be ready for next year, when I think we all agree it's really go time for the Lakers, when they expect to be making that next jump, not just into being a playoff team like this year, but a team that's going to challenge the Golden State Warriors. So this year is critical for him, but I do agree that by bringing him along slowly, they've helped manage the expectations. He was probably ready to play a week ago. He could have been out there in some of those preseason games playing limited minutes and getting some of those reps. But the Lakers knew he's still rusty. He hasn't been on the floor in 6 months. Get him as much time in practice as humanly possible to make sure that when you do put him on the court, he's going to look as good as he can. And that way, you minimize the risk of him opening himself up to criticism right away and enduring the sort of scrutiny that he did all year last year, which I think we all saw that, really took its toll on him ultimately.
Hey, Bill, what's the significance of tomorrow night? I know it's the first time they're going to play together, Lonzo and LeBron, but it's also the Warriors. It's the first look they're going to have in LeBron in a Laker uniform. I know it's still preseason, but does it carry any more weight?
It will, and probably until the next time, which is Friday. It's one of those things that'll feel pretty big in the moment, as big moments go, it'll probably fade pretty quickly. Keep in mind, this is going to be one of six matchups between the Lakers and Warriors. You're not going to see the top guys play the entire game. LeBron hasn't played in the second half of a game yet. So seeing LeBron play against the team that he has faced in the last four finals is certainly compelling. Seeing him surrounded by a new cast of characters, including Lonzo Ball for the first time, is extremely compelling. But it's going to be a lot more significant when they get into the regular season and they play for the first time on Christmas up in Oakland. But obviously the storylines are pretty rich, and it'll be fun to watch. I think we're all excited to see kind of how it looks finally now that the Lakers will have what we expect to be their full squad. Josh Hart's questionable with a hamstring thing that isn't serious, but not quite clear if he'll play tomorrow. But otherwise, this is what the Lakers are going to look like for the first couple quarters at least.
Hey, Bill, you see him every day. I don't. You're there every single day. I think they'll win 50 games. Given what you've seen so far, can they win 50 games? Am I nuts?
No, I think that's realistic. I think there's a range. I think there's a range for what this team can achieve this year, and 50 wins is certainly in that range. It's probably a little closer to the high end, but a Lakers staffer just walked by and told me that's low. So take that for what you will. But if the Lakers win 50 games, they're looking pretty good in the Western Conference, in that middle of the Western Conference, potentially home court advantage on a team that is still very young, a team that is relying on players like Lance Stephenson, JaVale McGee, Michael Beasley. I think that'd be a really good year. But there are some concerns. There are very real concerns about the defense. And LeBron James' teams typically don't defend that well but make up for it with offense. It'll be interesting to see how the Lakers kind of balance that, because the Lakers have put such a huge emphasis on the defensive side of the ball. I'll be interested to see if they are able to fully compensate for it and how many games that ends up costing them. But if you go back to last year when they won 35 games with a worse team, they were in a lot of games that they lost, a whole lot of games that came down to the final few possessions that they didn't have the guy that they could go to be a closer. They have a closer now, so I think most of those games that were losses would be victories now. And then additionally, just the games that they'll be in that they weren't even in. So I think 50 wins, 15, to be plus 15 wins from a year ago is not a crazy thought.
All right, Bill, tell that staffer I already called my guy in Vegas and booked it. All right, man.
Well, I'll be in Vegas tonight, so I can make sure that bet got through.
I'm sure you got Fred's credit card, so make sure you put it down. Bill, thanks for joining us, man. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you real soon.
My pleasure. Thanks, guys.